As promised, we now have our special guest with us in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, and here to tell you all about them is FM 89's Joe Moore.
Thank you, Jason, and welcome to Valley Public Radio. Our studio showcase has a special guest, and not just one special guest, but two special guests, as the Fresno Philharmonic is presenting a very interesting concert coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the William Saroyan Theater. The concert is titled Bolero, and it features music of Spain and Latin America, a very fascinating program, including music by Ravel, Franck, Rodrigo, and Astor Piazzolla. We have with us in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio right now the guest conductor for this concert, Jose Luis Novo. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to have.
And we also have with us today, with his guitar, Charles Ramirez. He is the guest artist for this concert, joining us today. Charles, welcome.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
Yes. Charles, I have to have you scoot up a little bit closer as we talk here. But this concert is taking place again Sunday, and it features a very interesting mix of music. You have music from Latin America with Piazzolla. You have music that's influenced by Spain, but by French composers like Ravel. Jose Luis, I want to start with you. Tell me about the breadth and depth of this concert presentation.
Well, I think that when the Philharmonic contacted me about doing a program that was all kind of based on music of Spain and Latin America, we thought of maybe Ravel's Bolero being the centerpiece, because it would be a great hook to attract the audience. Despite that obviously Ravel is not Spanish or Latin American, but at some point it was being told in the music world that Ravel was the best Spanish composer. So I think that qualifies him for the program. But at any rate, we thought that the idea of using Bolero and then the spirit of dance that connects throughout the music of Latin America and Spain was the perfect excuse. So that's how we started with that. And then Piazzolla, of course, was a great candidate with all the music that he wrote based on the tangos. And then the guitar was a beautiful instrument to feature as soloist. And the Concierto de Aranjuez was a great piece to feature. And also there is the connection that Ravel's parents met in Aranjuez, which is the place that the concerto was written for. They fell in love there. And then Ravel was actually conceived in Spain, although most people don't know that. Mm-hmm. So there are all these coincidences. And then we also wanted to do a piece by a living composer, in this case from a California composer, Gabriela Frank, who has a lot of Latin American background. So we thought this is perfect, because she will be able to put the spirit of Latin America live with a living composer that is from the States. So the whole package came out very nicely, springing out from Bolero and having a complete, roundabout program that includes influences from the Renaissance in Rodrigo and dances from Argentina and Bolero with Spanish and Cuban elements. So very, very involved and very, how do you say? I can't find the right word now. In any case, we thought that it would be extremely exciting that way.
You mentioned in talking about the Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez, the romance of that piece. And I want to talk about that as a common thread that goes throughout these pieces. Romantic, not in necessarily the sense we usually use talking about 19th century classical music and Wagner and such. But there is that tinge of romance with all of these selections that are on this concert. Is it not going from the passion of the tango and Piazzolla to these other pieces?
But I think that speaks clearly of the culture. The Latin American culture and Spanish culture are very passionate communities, and the music is just one more way of expressing that. And therefore, The music is very passionate, and you have bolero, which is extremely suggestive and seductive. You have the tango that is equally in a different way. You have Rodrigo that is very, very evocative and very passionate. The second movement is very passionate, but also very, very deep. So, and I think that's a very typical Spanish quality, that it has a lot of soul. Dance and passion, it all goes very well with Spanish and Latin American music.
Again, if you just joined us on Valley Edition today, the voice you just heard was Jose Luis Novo. He is the guest conductor for this concert taking place Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the William Saroyan Theater. The concert is titled Bolero, featuring the Fresno Philharmonic and a very special guest guitarist, Charles Ramirez, who joins us in our Bonner Performing Arts studio. You'll hear him perform the famous piece by Rodrigo, Concierto de Aranjuez. Jose Luis Novo was talking about your connection to this piece and the place of Aranjuez. Tell me about how this piece connects with the place that inspired it.
Well, Aranjuez is outside Madrid. It's a palace. And it's very famous, actually, for strawberries and horses, the Spanish school of riding. You might find some reference to that in the first movement, which goes something like horses, kind of idea. But, of course, it's the slow movement, that beautiful, famous slow movement that is at the heart of the piece and what made it famous. And the story goes, told by Rodrigo himself, that he wrote it when his wife was having a very difficult labor, and he found himself in the hotel room on his own in Paris, and he started to write this piece to keep her alive. And you hear the basses, a continual pizzicato in the basses, boom, supposed to be her heartbeat, to keep her alive. This is how he says the piece came to him. And it's a kind of prayer, in a way. You know, it's a kind of prayer. But the reason why the title Aranjuez is because that was where the Rodrigos went on honeymoon.
Amazing story about their life, and one that endures in the musical minds of many today. It's such a popular piece. What do you think it is about, this particular work, that has endured for so long and remained a favorite? It, of course, inspired works even beyond the traditional classical genre, with Miles Davis and Gil Evans, their Sketches of Spain recording, their interpretation of Rodrigo's work. What do you think it is about this work that is so, speaks to so many?
Well, the slow movement is the movement that has taken, that is the one that became so famous. I think it's simply so beautiful and so moving. Let me tell you a little story. I used to have a gramophone player in the days of LPs, and my grandfather was shaving right at the other end of the house, and the Aranjuez was playing on the LP. So for some reason, I just walked to the other end of the house, and he was actually in tears listening to it. That's what gets people.
And that's what people can expect to hear with the Philharmonic again Sunday afternoon. Tell us a little more about your background. I imagine our listeners might pick up your accent might be different than they might expect, given your last name and given your profession as a classical guitarist playing pieces like Concierto de Aranjuez.
Yes, although my last name is Ramirez, Charles is actually my real first name as well. I've never been Carlos, Charles, and I'm British, actually. But I come from a place called Gibraltar, which is right at the end of Europe. And we're all bilingual over there, Spanish, English. So that's why.
Tell me about growing up in Gibraltar and then approaching a career in the field of music. Gibraltar is one of the most interesting places.
It's very small.
On the precipice of two worlds.
It's a very, very small place. And I was very lucky indeed to have a most wonderful teacher one could hope for in such a small place of only 30,000 people. And but then after that, in order to progress, I went to study in London at the Royal College of Music, where I now teach. I'm a professor there, and my life has really been in London, and that's actually how one how I've done it, as it were.
Was there a key moment in your career at some point that you maybe could have seen yourself going a different route and wound up taking you to where you are today?
Ooh. I think some key moment. I think I've always, once I took up the guitar and I got somewhere with it, you know, I achieved something, it was always going to be the guitar. There was nothing else on the horizon, you know, it's just, that was it. Mm-hmm. I think that happens to musicians, you know, it's just, yeah, they get obsessed with music, they love music, music is in their hearts, and that's what they're going to do, and that's it. And that's what happened to me, really. So when I decided to be a guitarist, I really can't remember. I really can't.
Charles Ramirez with us here on Valley Public Radio, previewing this Sunday's Fresno Philharmonic performance, which is at 3 p.m. at the Williams Royan Theater in downtown, performing works by Ravel, by the great Argentine composer Astor Piazzolla, as well as Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. We'll hear a little preview or a little taste of Charles's artistry in a moment, but I want to turn back to our guest conductor, Jose Luis Novo. What's it like going in as a guest conductor, working with an established orchestra and getting to know them and rehearsing with them and working with a guest artist like Charles? This has to be a fascinating process for you, and it's certainly something you do quite a bit, but that has to be a different experience than having an orchestra that you work with 9 months out of the year.
That's right, and I think that you are completely right about that. It's actually very interesting. I think when you work with a guest artist, it's like playing chamber music. You feed from each other, and when there is good chemistry between the guest artist and the conductor, everyone, especially the musicians, but also the audience, picks up on it. And the better the chemistry happens, the performance, the most likely the performance is going to be really interesting. Conducting an orchestra for the first time, I was mentioning this to someone else earlier today, for me it's like blind dating. You put two people together out for an evening that they don't know each other at all, and you, with the hopes that the evening is going to end well, but you don't know how things are going to go. So every step is taken kind of with certain restraint or a little carefully. The first rehearsal, everyone is sort of testing each other. Second rehearsal, you start lowering your defenses a little bit, and maybe you start having fun. And then by the time you get to the performance, everyone is on their best behavior, enjoying themselves. But it could happen that things don't go well. But in the case here in Fresno, is has a, by the way, a great Philharmonic Orchestra. So only I have. Despite that, I have only done two rehearsals. I can tell that my blind date is going well.
Yes, and the Philharmonic is certainly no stranger to the music of Latin America or Spain. I want to ask you about each other now. Tell me a little about what you think makes Charles such an acclaimed and accomplished artist.
I think one of the things that attracted me to Charles is his background. He has the heritage of the best guitarists in the world, and he got that through his teachers while he was studying, and I think that he has inherited the great artistry of the most important guitarists, and that's one thing that these days is hard to find with younger players. So that was one thing that when we were trying to plan this concert, we went for authenticity, not just the flavor, but bringing the authentic flavor of the music with the background. So Charles definitely qualified for that. And despite that, I have never collaborated with him. I sort of had him on my radar to hopefully perform with him at some point. And Fresno became the ideal scenario for it. And we got lucky that we called him up and he was available. So I'm delighted.
And Charles, you've had a couple of opportunities to rehearse now. You've gotten to know each other a little bit. Maybe tell me a little about Jose Luis Novo.
Well, first of all, those are very kind words from Luis. But let me tell you, for me, this is quite special because I'm going to be working with Jose Luis, who is a conductor who has worked on this concerto with Rodrigo himself. So that must be special. And not only that, but he conducted the orchestra for a legendary guitarist called Narciso Yepes, who was my teacher's teacher. So it's fantastic. I mean, this is wonderful. So we're going to do, and we're going to love doing it, and I'll take this away with me as a very special occasion.
And you were mentioning earlier that all the inspiration force behind the concerto, I know Rodrigo's daughter, Cecilia. Who, by the way, was named after the saint who's the patron in Catholic religion, is the patron of musicians, Saint Cecily. So Rodrigo must have been worried about the labor process. And then when everything came out to a good end, they named her daughter, same as the patron of musicians, Cecilia. Okay. So it's a very beautiful story.
We're going to hear from Charles in a moment, but I want to follow up on what he just mentioned in your relationship with Rodrigo. Tell me about that and your connection to this piece.
Well, I was lucky enough to be able to perform the Concierto de Aranjuez for a celebration of his 82nd birthday in Madrid. And that was with Paco de Lucía as the soloist, and it was a very moving performance because of different things, because Rodrigo was present. And also because someone of the talent of Paco de Lucía, who is not necessarily speaking a classically trained guitarist, had a very interesting approach to the concerto. He learned it pretty much by ear because he doesn't read music. But it was really enlightening how, as you were saying earlier, what makes the Concierto de Aranjuez so great is the universality of the music. It appeals to everyone because it is great music. That's the quality of any type of music. When it is great, it appeals to most everyone, and I think this is the case with this concerto.
And Charles, Jose Luis was talking about that connection that you have with those instructors. You just mentioned the connection there. Tell me a little about how you feel they've informed your career before we hear what the piece you're about to play.
Well, from my teacher, I was extremely lucky to have as a beginner with a teacher who had studied in Madrid with Narciso Yepes. Now, Narciso Yepes was an innovator on the guitar. Wonderful player, legendary player, but with that, he was an innovator. For example, he used a guitar with 10 strings, and he used different techniques to play. We can call it the more modern style. But when Yepes was out playing, my teacher was sent to a man called Quintín Escambray in Madrid. And Escambray came from the more traditional side by Francisco Tárrega, who is perhaps the most influential guitarist from the turn of the century. He was the father of the modern guitar. So my teacher got the modern approach and the Tárrega approach, which is an amazing piece of luck for me, because I got that from my own teacher, who was able to shift this and think about it and actually convey that. So that heritage there is actually quite special, I feel now. You know, I feel now that you know, to come from Yepes and Tárrega is amazing.
You can hear that lineage in this performance again Sunday at 3 o'clock at the William Saroyan Theater. The concert is titled Bolero, and it will feature the great work by Ravel as well as pieces by the contemporary composer Frank, and the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo, and another piece by the great Argentine composer Astor Piazzolla. Jose Luis Novo with us today. He's the guest conductor for this concert, as well as guest artist, guitarist Charles Ramirez. Charles, tell us about the piece you're about to play.
I'm going to play something connected to the Latin-Spanish feel of the concert by Villalobos, Heitor Villalobos from Brazil, the chorus number one. Coro number one.
Charles Ramirez here on Valley Public Radio. Thank you. A live performance by guitarist Charles Ramirez in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. He is the guest artist performing with the Fresno Philharmonic in a concert of music of Spain and Latin America that's titled Bolero. It takes place Sunday at 3 o'clock at the William Saroyan Theater with Charles Ramirez, the Fresno Philharmonic, led by guest conductor Jose Luis Novo. Charles Ramirez and Jose Luis Novo, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
This is Valley Public Radio.